You are listening to Radio Free Cybertron, recorded Wednesday, August 11th, 2010. This is your host, Brian Kilby. I'd like to make a note that about 10 or 15 minutes into the show, I lose power and the crew carries on without me.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. With your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Ender, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and XV.
So you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Today is Wednesday, August 11th, 2010. Congratulations, you made it this far. And this is Radio Free Cybertron. Brian Kilby here. I don't know what I'm doing. Brian Kilby here with you. Yeah. And I have, in no particular order, JD, Rob, Bweebum, John DeLuna, and XV. So if you're watching the video, you know that's actually the order that they're on my screen at the moment. So,
it is an order.
Yeah, it is an order. Some strange fake order. So this week, there's actually stuff to talk about. When I was going through the news earlier, I'm like, there's no news, but I'm wrong. The Punch Counter Punch set is actually up for sale right now.
Again.
Yeah, by the time you're listening to the show, it may be gone. But if you're streaming live and you didn't get it before, now's your chance. Go to TransformersClub.com.
Wasn't there something else that was on sale too?
Rapido, I think.
Yeah. Rapido.
Rapido.
Oh, they still have Rapido? Sweet.
They still have a few.
Wow. Nice. Why do they have that? Fandom disappoint me.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Kids.
70.
I know.
Less than 70 left. You better go, kids. That was half ago.
So, Rapido and Punch Counter Punch. I keep wanting to say Power Core Combiners, but it's not.
That's wishful thinking, sir.
JD, you look great this week.
Thank you. I feel better this week. Not really, but actually I do, because we're actually in our new house, so... feels pretty awesome.
Some boxes going on over there.
Yeah, there are a few boxes back there. But we're mostly unpacked, so it was a crazy, crazy weekend. But and we haven't caught up on sleep yet, so I'm great.
But you're doing the podcast, so
I'm here.
Yeah, instead of taking a nap.
Yeah, I could use a nap.
Yeah,
I could really use a nap. I usually take
podcast
a nap.
And no sleep makes the podcast better.
Yeah,
only has a point.
You know, working on no sleep makes for a confused Brian. My director will ask me a question. I'm like, oh, sad Brian. Sad that happened at work yesterday. I need to sleep more.
And the question was like, hey Brian, you want to go grab a bite to eat?
Yeah.
Yes. I usually just try to answer in the affirmative always.
Yes. Yes. So Brian needs to sleep more.
It was better than me passing out at the keyboard earlier this week.
Did you do that?
I've never done it before.
But you work from home. How much do you work from home?
Not often, actually.
Oh, I just assume you did. Mm-hmm. So yeah, no.
You just seem like a cool modern guy who just kind of works from his favorite chair, pants optional, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Pants are optional. Regardless.
Like the way I am right now.
Yeah. Oh God.
Underwear.
That's why XV does not have a picture. Has a camera or a picture.
I think anyone who who does any kind of office work has probably worked from home on the rare occasion. My friend Scott would take it to the extreme. He would start working at 6 o'clock on Sunday morning, and he would stay up all night working. And he would be working until about 8 p.m. Monday, and then he would go to bed.
He sounds crazy.
In addition to, the every day at work. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I'm not doing that. But, now he has a pretty sweet job at Microsoft, so maybe it wasn't a bad idea. Let's see here. Also, we have some new Hasbro images. Of upcoming stuff. Power Core Combiner's Dark Scream.
Ooh.
Yeah. Double Clutch, but Double Clutch is out. Is that, or is that a repaint of Double Clutch?
Well, that Wave 3 is like half new, half repaint, isn't it?
Yes, so it is a repaint of Double Clutch, and it's kind of disappointing looking.
As long as I can get a Double Clutch, I'm good.
Well, go out to Toys R Us. I mean, you'll probably find him now.
Our Toys R Us just have first wave still.
Really?
Yeah, they're kind of slow, but no rush because, you know, bills.
Lately, my local Toys R Us stores have been great about getting stuff in. But prior to that, I mean, it was death.
Oh, well, not just Toys R Us, too. Walmart's getting the stuff in now also.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I just saw the first two waves of Power Core Combiner 5 packs this afternoon.
Oh.
Don't I sound thrilled?
Yeah, you absolutely do. Oh, nice, Rob.
Yourself.
Get off my shelf space!
Searchlight, is that... I'm trying
Searchlight.
To... Searchlight. Yeah, he's a pretty good toy.
Much better than I thought he was going to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, I bought...
He was kind of lame. Mm-hmm.
Backwind. Nice, sweeter. Backwind. Backwind is a pretty cool...
Why? Yeah.
Backwind.
See, it sounds like Backwind sounds like a fart, so you can't really call, you know. It's not a good idea.
It's like when
if the thing turned into the rear rotor for the helicopter, I would accept it being backwind because, you know, backwind, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that
I don't
works.
Get it.
Backwind's like if you farted and then you close the door and then when you open it, like a huge wall.
That. Or is that when, like, someone else is in a room and you walk in and fart and then close the door on them? That would be even better. Anyway.
I did that today.
Today?
At work, I'm a bad person.
You're a bad person
bomber.
Anywhere, Brian. Don't
know.
Sell yourself short.
I know.
Backwind
but,
Brian Kilby.
Yeah, I know we've seen pictures before, but I really want Leadfoot.
Yeah.
I think Leadfoot looks awesome.
Very much so.
Yeah.
I want Leadfoot... it with blue instead of white as Slapdash.
Give him time.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it's only time for all the repaints of these. So, yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. Of course, the thing is, I'm going to be poor for like the next 2 years, so I can't probably get all of the stuff that I want.
Well, yes, if you would stop spending all your money on this podcasting equipment, you could probably buy a few more toys.
Yeah, we're good, really. We're good.
That is kind of true.
How much was that VHS tape?
Yeah, and it didn't even come.
No.
Oh no.
You got shipped?
Wait, so, are they like ripping you off or what?
No. Well, it's Amazon Prime, so the shipping cost Amazon more than the tape. Okay.
That's true.
So I've worked in radio for 12 years. It's not like, hey, you know, I want to do a podcast. No, I actually do this stuff. So it's like the way I have everything set up, most people who podcast, you know, just have a headset and their stuff. And that's great because that's smart because it's not like a stupid, huge investment in money. No, I'm trying to emulate.
I paid $6 for mine.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to emulate the radio station that I work for. So I have like two mixing boards in front of me, like a nice microphone here, a nice setup, nice one here, plus like a rack of stuff here that I use to record. Little tip in radio, you know, cheap is good. So. A lot of the audio archiving we do at work is done on VHS. So I'm like, well, I got a hi-fi VCR laying around. I'm going to run an output from my board into a VCR. So I got that so that I could do archiving of audio in case the recorder that I used didn't work. So I bought I couldn't find a VHS tape locally, which is great and not great because I needed one. Great because it's a dying technology and it needs to die, but sad.
I am almost positive I can walk into any regular store around here and find a package of VHS tapes.
You live in Dixon, no. Tennessee?
Yes, I do.
Yes,
in Tennessee. He probably can.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you're going to travel back in time.
But no, I couldn't find one, so I had to order one on Amazon.com for $1.80, and I got it second day shipping. So, second day shipping.
It still hasn't come yet.
It still didn't come.
You want to know why? Because somebody shook it and they heard that it was a VHS tape. They're like, this is a mistake. And they just threw it away.
That's possible.
Who in their right mind would want
to? You're
going to
get
VHS
a package
tape.
Of blank DVDs tomorrow instead.
Dude, I just need to invest the $75 in getting a standalone DVD recorder. I mean, that would make more sense. I've got a whole stack of DVDs. I can record like 10 hours.
A guy who chisels tablets for a living.
No, no. Record to vinyl.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
See, I'm, no, I'm, seriously, Kilby, don't buy a $75 DVD recorder. They're crap.
Okay.
I have been down this road, and you need to spend money to get a decent DVD recorder.
I'm just using it to record audio. I don't care about
music. And it will sound terrible. Okay. I promise you.
So I have a dedicated PC to my left here to record. It's running. Nobody cares, but I'm going to say it. It's running Ubuntu, and it's got Audacity, and it's just recording. I have a tape deck and a VCR, plus like recording software, and I still occasionally need another backup. So there you go.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us on This Week in Tech.
Yeah. And, the magic of podcasting has now been, you know, revealed.
Ruined.
A sham. Yeah. So with that being said, what else is in the news?
Oh, we were doing news?
Yeah. So Audio Assembly is coming up, and Amy, who's on her own show, she's there, and she also has her own show, The Underbass, on Moonbase 2, moonbase2.org. She will be tweeting live from Audio Assembly, and you can follow. Hopefully she won't like rack up like a ridiculous, you know, cell phone bill from tweeting from, you know.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I hope not. But you can follow her at Lady of Rec, LadyofWreck to get all the great Auto Assembly tweets and just general awesome tweets. She's awesome. So yeah, do that. Peter added this, so I don't have a clue about it. DC, oh yeah, filming in DC for Transformers 3.
Mm. Yeah. It's gonna be, yeah. Well, so far they're going to be. Well, the original plan was the National Mall, and which, contrary to popular belief, is not, you can't shop there, except for Lincoln. but you can meet Lincoln. And then Pennsylvania Avenue. They didn't specify where on Pennsylvania Avenue. A lot of people just assume that it's near the White House, but if you ever go down there, they don't let you anywhere near that place. But so far, they had a little back and forth, but so far, according to Nelson, the National Mall shoot is a go. And I work two blocks away from the National Mall, so it's going to be sweet.
So we'll see you in Transformers 3, perhaps.
I'm not. Actually, they had this like casting call where they said that asking you if you had a car, which is kind of weird.
That's a strange question. Do you have a car?
Do you have a car? And I was like, I do, but I refuse to drive in DC because I will get lost no matter what.
Let me put it this way. I am not letting Michael Bay anywhere near my car. Yeah, exactly.
My car hasn't been paid off yet, Michael Bay. Unless you want to pay for my car. Yeah. Definitely.
Crazy. Yeah. No, but definitely not. Definitely not.
Definitely excited. I'll definitely go and watch. At least.
So we'll be watching and it'll be some badass explosion. You're like in the background.
I will movie bomb that thing.
Yeah, you know, like it'll be slow motion and fast forward at the same time, and somewhere there's just Bweebum scratching his ass.
Okay, and also in the news, it looks like once again Chinese candy is poisoning children, yet this time it is Transformers candy.
Now,
he's causing trouble.
Not to downplay the situation any, but this is coming out of the California Department of Public Health, which tends to have more stringent guidelines about acceptable levels of
lead.
Everything.
calories.
Is there any...
So one state would actually say that the FDA is not enough and they would adopt tougher restrictions? Is that what you're saying?
Well, have you ever gotten like an extension cord and it has the label on it saying that it contains such and such chemical known to the state of California to like cause cancer or whatever?
So it only causes cancer in California?
And I would agree with you on that, except I don't think there's an like acceptable level of lead. I think lead is something that you don't want. Regardless.
I'm not trying to downplay this at all. It's just, you know, California seems to get more on the toxic stuff than
well, I would assume the reason that they're finding it, though. Yeah, I mean, they probably have better, you know, detection methods because they look for that stuff. But I'm gonna go with lead is bad. Okay.
Oh no, it totally is. Like I said, I'm not trying to downplay this at all.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Rob, what's up?
Well, I got some of this here deathly candy.
Is it tasty? Can you taste the lead goodness?
Can you taste the death?
I might try, depending on how the economy goes.
how that job situation looks, right?
Yeah, see how the business picks up. TF candy, what a way to go.
Oh, God.
Just die slowly.
Nothing else was found except for a package of crunchy candies.
That... Either that or I'll just swallow a world's smallest bumblebee. But
yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
You could probably pass that.
The girlfriend yesterday calls me. She's went to the Dollar Tree, and she said, hey, I got you some Transformers candy. And I was like, oh, cool. She knows I like to collect the odds and end, the older fandom likes to call them artifacts, as well as the toys. And then it dawned on me. Hey, didn't I hear something about candy being poisoned from dollar stores? And I go like, hey, don't eat any of that. And she was like, well, I wasn't going to anyway. I was like, no, but seriously, don't eat any, because apparently some of the cheap candy with the Transformers logo on it has like pure lead with a candy flavor. So
nice.
Don't eat any. Get that colored, nice yellow color.
Yeah, it's so she lead. She sends me a picture of the package, and it's still on shelves. So I was like, awesome. She's like, well, I'll take it back to store. No, don't. I'm keeping it. She's like, don't eat it. I'm like, no, you understand. I have lots of candy sealed up still. Like, I still got the Rhino Sucker from BotCon 02, still sealed up. Melted, but still sealed up. Just odd stuff like that. But it's like, guys, this could kill you. And I have this many packages. Nice. So, yeah. It's a cool part for me to have, but yeah, not eating it.
Nice. Well, so
that was fun.
Make sure you don't give that to like your friends and kids and stuff for like Halloween or something.
I'm sending it to select members of the fandom
that you don't like.
Do so much you like. Just keep it fresh
on Halloween and saying take as many as you like.
Oh my
well,
God.
The Transformers man in the neighborhood's giving out Transformers stuff. I told you kids I'd get cool eventually.
God. So. More or some of or at least newer names for the cast of, I have no idea what I'm saying. More cast for the Transformers Prime series have been announced. Now, some of this obviously we knew, some we didn't, but it also doesn't really say what they're playing.
Yeah.
That's why I said we should play the game.
Effie's slightly spoilery. The guy from Firefly, you know that show that was on Half a Second, but yet everyone seems to love it.
I didn't really like it that much.
Yeah, I'm an X-Men camp, like, really. But, you know, a lot of people seem to like it. Regardless.
I like it. Anyway.
That guy who's apparently in the cast is going to be a Sector 7 dude.
Yeah, Alan Tudyk. Yeah. Tudyk?
Oh, Alan Tudyk.
Yeah.
Tudyk, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I've been in Serenity and one other thing.
He's been in a bunch of stuff.
I know, I'm being cynical.
He was in Dodgeball. Come on.
That was the one other thing.
Oh.
You guys might remember me from Dodgeball. Weren't you in Firefly? No one saw that.
No, he was in something else.
Oh, yeah, he's been around. I think
he was in that reboot of V.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
He was in that for like 10 minutes.
Oh, he came back.
Oh, he came back? I'm sorry. I didn't watch past the first episode.
Spoiler alert.
That's like, oh, Tea Party. Cool.
Much longer than he will last on Transformers 3, I guarantee. There's just going to be one scene. Hey, I was in Serenity.
He's probably going to get pissed off.
Hey. I'm like a leaf floating in the... Damn it.
Who are some people? Josh Keaton.
Parky Post.
Who did he play in... I'm assuming this is Crisis of Two Earths.
Mm-hmm.
Crisis on Two Earth. Okay.
Yeah. No, Circle of Two Earth.
Crisis on Two Earth.
yeah. What's Marky Post doing on the Transformers Prime screwcast? Did the lifetime layer off or something?
Oh, that's okay. probably.
Well, I think they stopped running Night Court reruns, so, you know.
Like, 25 years later.
Nice.
It's like,
Night Court.
That one episode of Greatest American Hero, some episodes of T.J. Hooker, and, like, every Lifetime movie made. I guess they're like, you know what? We've got enough. You don't need your services, enormous post.
It is kind of a scratch-your-head cast, you know, because of, other than Frank Welker and Peter Cullen, it's sort of like, what, really? Who? What? And
isn't Jeffrey Combs in this?
What?
These guys are mainly, other than Josh Keaton and Kevin Michael Richardson, they're all...
Yeah, like...
They're all live-action people.
They're all, yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I don't know what the... It kind of... it's one of those deals where it's, again, we don't have a lot of information on the show, and it's still... And every bit of information that we do get is like, arr?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure what this is going to be.
Oh, this just in. They're using Folgers coffee on the set.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Thank it's in your goodness. Cup.
Well, I did tell you guys about my breaking Transformers news I had this past fall, where they bought like 9,000 shares, like $9,000 worth of shares.
Did they really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my girlfriend, one of her former workers, works for like some huge catalog furniture company now, where they like, supply in large amount of numbers furniture for whatever, and like the studio ordered like $9,000 worth of chairs. Like, just standard black rolling around office chairs. And they told her it's for Transformers 3, and I was like, are they going to blow up a college dorm or something?
Wow.
I mean, studios have office, you know, they have furniture laying around the studios for this reason. And they're like, no, we need, like, $9,000 worth of task chairs.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe it was that scene they're showing, spoiler, where the office is getting rotated around, and Shia... Bag of hangers are running around.
Bag of hangers. That's awesome. Oh, I guess she runs good. That's a requirement, isn't it? The only thing like Michael Bay requires. Do you have breasts?
Well, and can you run? Can you run in really tall heels? That's the requirement. It's not the requirement whether she can
good
run.
Call.
She has to wear ridiculous heels.
Good call.
Can you stomach Shia for 2 hours?
Okay. Without vomiting.
Right, without vomiting. Or at least if you do between shots. So, okay.
Yes.
All right, well, I guess that gets us through the news.
Oh, good.
Did someone demand this day in history come back?
Wait, who let me are check they? The chat.
Ender.
Let me check with...
Who and why would they do that?
Come back!
Well, no. You know, Derek,
so terrible.
Derek Wyatt's birthday was just the other day.
Hooray!
Yeah, I'm refraining from.
Yeah, he only reminded everyone every chance he got, didn't he?
Oh dear!
It's like, hey guys, it's my birthday! It's my birthday! It's my birthday! Buy me stuff. You get it for free, don't you?
Okay, Kilby says McFeely liked this day in history.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So I guess we'll have to go with that.
We'll have to do it for McFeely,
and it's called Hogan's birthday.
So there you go.
Happy birthday.
So on this day, on August 10th, 2006, what? Kiss Player storyline awesome. Kicks off with Convoy, and I think that's supposed to be Marissa, right? Or is it Melissa? I don't know.
Melissa.
Marissa.
It is Melissa. Marissa? But it's supposed to be Melissa. Marissa. Marissa Fairborn, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Got to do it. Bad translation, Marissa.
If some reason... If for some reason you've been fortunate enough to be living under a rock for the last few years and you don't know what Kiss Play is...
Go back under.
Go back under the rock, because basically...
Which don't search, please.
Yeah, please don't search this.
Who's under the rock?
I'm not telling you any... in a nutshell, it's basically Japanese Transformers having inappropriate relationships with girls.
With hot.
Age inappropriate girls.
Mm.
Age. Yeah, so apparently it was just... Yeah,
it was Japan.
You know,
so very Japan.
Yeah, that's all you could have just said is Japan.
I'm gonna
if you're the kind of person that in one hand thinks I love Transformers and the other thinks I love upskirts.
Oh gosh,
how can we get these two things together? You may enjoy Kiss Player.
You're really underselling the idea here.
You know, if it wasn't for all the creepy sex stuff and all that, the story wasn't that weird until you got to the whole creepy sex stuff. It's like, here's these demon monster transformers that are made from the cells of Galvatron that are eating people.
Whoa. Yeah, that first page and a half, that was pretty okay.
And then then it's like, oh, but the girls kiss the robots, get naked, get inside of them, and then get squirted, you know, all sorts of creepy stuff. It's like, and that's how they fight them. And then they do
and
the
And I
kiss
think there was
players.
The one time the robot got in the girl.
Yeah. And she's all like, oh, it's ticklish. It's like, stop it, fight the monster demon Galvatron robots. And then you go to the Kiss Players radio drama. The story was still kind of neat. They're traveling through dimensions and times and all sorts of stuff. Hey, this could be cool. They're a girl pop group. Oh, look at my skirt again. It's like every
I'm
time.
So
it's
glad
like,
I didn't follow that story.
It's like
I'm so glad we're not live.
It's just just when it's like, okay, half of it could be a cool story. The other half of it just.
Yeah, it's really great until it gets to like the hentai stuff. Yeah,
the
slash.
Like I said, that first page and a half, you know.
It's like you hear about it, so it's like, whoa, robots are eating people. Wow. Oh.
It was not that kind of eating, was it?
No. Anyway, so other new day in history for the news. Transformers movie was released in Japan in August 9th, 1989. So there you go.
You know what that means, guys? Somewhere in Japan, there's some dude horribly misremembering what happened in Transformers the movie.
Yep.
Probably yeah, you remember in 86 when that movie came out? Yeah.
That's nothing like Kiss Play.
Yeah. Remember when that came out and the girl started making out with Optimus Prime and then she lifted her skirt? No? Oh.
Wait, that was it in continuity?
No. It is now.
The sad thing is, using Kiss Play, they managed to merge all the continuities into one giant continuity. So it's like, not only is it weird, but it gives people migraines as an after effect continuously.
Yeah.
That's Japan.
Yeah, boy.
So,
can we please take a break?
Yes, let's take a break.
I think we need a slight refresher after that.
Aquinas, help us all, and let's take a break. And we'll be right back.
Let's Claypool.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages.
Hello, Maximals. I am Megatron. I'm the leader of the Predacons, and you are listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Yes.
We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
And we're back. And so, this is a topic I'm kind of excited about talking about, because since I just moved and I'm not living in a minuscule small apartment anymore, I might actually have room to put some of my figures out, if Amanda will let me. the topic for discussion is, how do you display your collection? So,
you guys, you know the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark when he goes in that warehouse?
Nice.
Okay. I used to have a shelf. Then I moved out of my parents' house, so that no longer exists. I'm sorry, not a shelf, a bookcase.
Oh, okay.
To have a room dedicated to just them.
My entire room used to be just like filled with them.
There's nothing going on in there. It's just a storage room.
Oh.
And then it's like, you know, I'm not buying any more shelves. So.
Right.
Now it's like I have a few shelves here next to my bed I can look and go, oh yeah, there's Masterpiece. Yeah. And the rest is the basement. Don't go down there.
People don't come back.
Ignore the skull.
There's spiders, a treadmill, and like a lot of Rubbermaid boxes.
Spiders on the treadmill.
They can work out.
Spiders on a treadmill, the next sci-fi original movie.
God.
Hey, spiders, I've done burned 100 calories. How about you? 200, Rob. We got 8 legs.
Now you sound like Brian bragging about his calories.
Oh, man.
That's the problem when you do any exercise, you feel like bragging. Hey, guys, I walked for 20 minutes yesterday.
20? I walked 5. I climbed.
So, I'm so John.
Went to the mountains. Yes, sir.
What kind of setup do you have for your collection?
At this point, well, because I too am married. It's funny how like your territory shrinks steadily in your
especially when it involves things that may not be considered awesome by the public at large.
Yeah, like, and you know what? Of all the vices that you could have, booze, girls. robots aren't that bad, so I feel like I should probably podcast have like more space than I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
If they were like solid gold statues, you know that they would be lining the frickin' house.
Absolutely.
Or someone.
I got some solid gold statues around here.
You know, actually, when I look behind me, my display's a little better than I remembered, I guess. So I've got, it's all in my office / computer room, and it's three shelves. And in my old age, I am anything but a completist. And so I guess I just have chosen classics and universe and whatever I guess looks good next to those kind of toys, G1 Redux, whatever. And so that's what's on these shelves. Like 5 years ago, I probably could have like, you know, said I had two or three lines going at once displayed, but now I have to choose because, like I said, you know, I've got my little space and the rest of my house is, you know, off limits.
You're right.
The rest of your house is not your house.
The rest of your house, you have no rights to.
I have my room, and then there's the house, and there's the rest of the house.
I share the office with Amanda, so that's like the other reason that I'm going to be like, I'm trying to figure out how I can get like corner shelves in here.
Oh, that's easy.
Like behind my computer, because that's going to probably be the best I'm going to be able to muster.
I'll send you some stuff, dude. I know some shelving.
Oh yeah,
known to cheap, y'all.
what do you have, XV?
Very little space.
Okay, cool.
The only thing I've consistently kept out on display for like the last 5 years is like the classic stuff. You know, every new line that gets updated a little bit every time. Everything else sits out for a little while and eventually gets boxed away into the garage.
See, I'm thinking the same thing. I'm thinking I'm going to be pulling out the classics line.
I mean, you know, there's lines that are more interesting to me. But for some reason, I just like the classic stuff to keep out together. I don't really know what the deal is with that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, well, I think some of it's going to be nostalgia, but, you know, they just look damn good.
I guess so. No, my problem is that I've been around a certain segment of the fandom for a long time and have my basis for characterization for a lot of these is based on the World's Worst fanfic, so I think that's my nostalgia for these characters.
Yeah. Gotcha. So,
that's not going to mean anything to anybody else, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. About a good decade ago, it was like they were everywhere, and I just kind of slept in between them. Like, they were on my bed. Like, I just had them everywhere. If you came over to my house, it was like, watch your step.
Yeah.
So you were your toys' guests. They were living there. You were just there.
It's like, when you feel uncomfortable, there's only like a couple hundred eyes looking at you at any time.
Well, okay, I got something kind of similar to that. I got a Brave Max that I got on the cheap a few years ago, right. And basically I trade seating space with it. If I'm sitting in the chair, it's sitting on my bed. If I'm on the bed, it's in my chair, because I have no shelf big enough to contain it.
Now, a few years ago, when I had a duplex, and I had like a fireplace with a full like wraparound mantle, I had like a built-in bookshelf, and when I was living there, and of course I was single, I had, you know, the entire mantle was, one half was Megatrons, the other half was Primes. I had the entire bookshelf full, and I had two other full-size bookshelves sitting like next to that, filled. So I had like every figure that I had was displayed. It was epic. And now it's not allowed. So, yeah.
I used to like to, I had this one apartment where I never unpacked the entire time I lived there. So it was like my living, it was a big apartment, like maybe a good 1,600, 1,700 square feet. Pretty good sized apartment. and nothing was unpacked. There was boxes in the living room. I had my TV set up where I could watch TV in the living room, my bedroom. You know, it's just boxes. I had some chesters up where I could put my clothes and stuff in the bathroom. But you went into the computer room, and I had all my bookshelves, some in the middle because I had to start doing islands after a while. And I was like, that was all perfectly unpacked, everything, and organized. And people would be like, man, where do you keep everything? Oh, I don't go in the rest of the house. Come here. I just go to bed, bathroom, kitchen, back in here. What's the TV up there for? I might have company. And that was it if I had company. You guys want to watch TV? Yeah, yeah. Well, no, I got a 13-inch here in the computer room. Let's go in the living room where I got the TV. And, yeah, let's move these boxes off the couches. Yeah, don't touch that. It's old. Yeah.
Awesome. So, I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, I see those brackets you sent me, though, Rob. Yeah, that's not going to pass, I don't think.
Well, then there's also prettier ones you can get.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do the... I was thinking about today. I think I'm going to have to do like a 2x1 or whatever and, like, you know, bracket those into the studs and then I can put up, like, the molded shelving.
There's these wonderful kits you can get at any Walmart or whatever that are... Like, it's basically the bracket in the wood. And, like, say for a corner, you can get in different sizes. So it'll be, like, a perfect wedge to go in there and give you shelves in the wall. And they're not too ugly. Like, they're unfinished and they're sanded. So you can just, like, paint them if you even care enough to paint them.
No, I'll have to paint them, yeah.
I know about some shelving. I used locker shelves at one point when I ran out of room. I had,
Rob,
like, a bunch of...
Are you running the call?
I think so.
Okay, will you add John back in? He dropped when he tried to send that file before.
Oh, okay.
This file is awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty. That's pretty good. I told you, like 5-10 minutes, I'll pull out something really sweet. Just imagine if you had time. And
I should somehow put this next to the other picture.
Yes, you should.
There you go.
Are you back, John?
Just to add emphasis.
Back, baby.
There it is. All right, cool. You are just in time. For Twitter Theater, sir.
Woohoo!
Rob, take it away.
Well, you know, usually with Twitter Theater, ever since we reworked it so that it matches the Twitter theme of being short little clips of video, instead of doing my usual let me find something crazy route, I decided to go a little old school just to keep guys on their toes. You know, there's no crazy Belgium Optimus Prime killing somebody in a commercial thing. Instead, it's one of Trent Troop's music videos from the back in the day. It's a CGI, early CGI, and I say early as an early amateur CGI, of Trent Troop doing several characters running around to Rammstein's Du Hast.
and spinning. And he was, like, spinning around.
Yeah, these are scenes that he recycled in some of his other videos. I was really wanting to get the Blue Monkey one, but he kind of had, like, every once in a while he'd make a couple new scenes and make a new video.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, it's fun. It's like, this is old school, because back then we were all like, dude, did you see that? Like, Antagony shot off Onyx Primal's face.
So I have two very important questions about this video.
Okay.
One, why is Ivan Ooze in it?
That's a dinosaur. Dinosaur, whatever you call him. The dinosaur?
Dinosaur.
That's it.
Yeah, okay. And... And why is Reflector shooting bubbles at Grimlock?
Why not?
That's called
so cute joy. That Grimlock will die from the cuteness.
That's called amateur. Amateur 3D animation.
Use your imagination.
I mean, and that's like my only like real critique. I mean, yes, for the time, I totally get it. The video quality for the CG is actually not bad. For the time, so, you know.
Yeah, it's...
Think of it this way. It is not... They're not water bubbles. They are...
Laser bubbles.
Laser bubbles.
They're balls made of water of doom.
But that's my only critique is, like... I mean, we're used to lasers being, like, literal, like, small beams, you know? Like, any of the guns that you see in Transformers typically are going to be, like, the short little bolts or whatever. And yet, all of them seem to shoot water guns, which I don't understand.
So. It's you know, it's like, I really want to bring Twitter Theater back. Let me just do short, weird stuff. You know what? I feel old school today. Let me do something old school. And I still kind of manage to hit the weird stuff, don't I?
Yeah, yeah. It's like you can't help it. But, it's like... It looks like he had like a water effects plug-in, and he really wanted to use it.
I like the part where Dinobot, that looks kind of like the show, goes into the water and comes out, and it's the toy Dinobot. I'm like, wow, that's kind of deep in some way I don't get. The thing is, I'm watching it, and I know at the time Duhast was like a big popular song.
Oh, yeah.
I want you guys to remember, Rob was a huge punk rock dude in high school and college, and I totally obviously outgrown it. So, of course, I was really cynical when it came out. So it's like, first it came out and it was a big hit, and all, you know, I was at college, a community college, local community college. So all the goth kids who were bragging about all this German industrial they were listening to actually finally heard some German industrial. You know, so they're all like, I don't really listen to underground stuff like German industrial. Let me guess, that song that's on MTV every 20 minutes? They're like, F you, dork.
It was at that point where it was like anything that hit MTV or anything like that was lame.
Yeah, and then like a year later, because it was in the Matrix, and everyone got that Matrix CD, all the D-bags started rocking some Duhast. So it was like, you know, I forget what they're wearing then. It'd be the equivalent of the guy with the blowed out hair and the Ed Hardy shirt on now. With his car, Duhast. It's like, yeah, douchebag me.
It went from being cool to Hot Topic, basically.
I don't know. I was cynical off the bat because it's like, yeah, these guys, yeah, I'm the only one who's cool around here because I was like, you know, 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get a little older and you're like, man, you were a butthole. I kind of stuff that doesn't matter. Let me write Maximal on my knuckles. True story.
And the comics again for no reason. Okay. Well, that's great, Rob. Well, thanks a bunch for taking that up.
Douchebag song. Douchebag song gets lame. Douchebag song, sorry.
Yeah. There you go.
And I've got an Ed Hardy shirt on. It's going to sound really creepy.
So, on that note, is there anything else? Did we miss anything else? I don't think so.
Anyone start
just
to feed
our
up?
Weekly plugs.
Have people send in their fan site links to Rob at tfradio.net.
Thor Brian.
All right. Trying to bring it up. What?
Brian Thor. Thor Brian.
Thor Brian.
Brian Thor Brian. Thor Brian? I don't know. Which one?
Whoever wields this podcast will possess the power of Thor Brian. Okay, so anyway, this has been our show. We have many other shows like them. Typically, this show is done with video and live. This particular episode did not happen that way because of an epic fail that we're going to blame on Brian, but is technically the fault of the weather.
It's Brian's fault for living there.
Yes, there you go. Leave it to XB to always find the dark side. So anyway, check us out every week. We record this show somewhere around 7 p.m. Central, so that's going to be 8 p.m.
Eastern
time. You can check that out at tfradio.net/live.
That's like 6 o'clock Mountain Time.
6 o'clock Mountain Time.
It's like 5 o'clock West Coast.
West Coast.
Yeah. What is that in Hawaii?
West Coasters. It's who knows? It's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
1
or 2.
Something like that. So,
something
of course,
godly.
Meh.
Yes.
Because that is just so important.
I know. We all need that.
We're huge on the islands.
Yes.
Yes.
And in England, what time is it?
It's like 5 or 6 hours
ahead. So it'd be 2 o'clock in the morning. No, yeah. 12.
So
it's we'll time for tea.
We'll catch the really
terrible.
Those chip Brits, chip. We actually have a decent British follower. So that followership, so that's pretty good. Anyway, so you
they
can also check us out.
Sexy accents.
Our sexy American accents.
Rugged Southern accents.
As opposed to...
Wait, who has a Southern accent?
Brian. Oh,
Brian does.
It's not as heavy as it was, though.
He works pretty hard to not have it.
Yeah.
He used to have a really heavy accent?
Hi, Brian Cuban.
Go back and listen to the shows from 1999.
Please.
With your host and friend, Brian Kilby.
Yep. In the RFC throwback section, there are the old shows, correct? You can go back and listen.
Yes. I believe the full archive is actually online.
Excellent. Yet. Please. if you haven't, I mean, if you didn't know, this show's been around for like 10 years, so on and off. And if you really want to laugh, go back and listen to some of the early shows. I mean, it's cool because it was really early, and I think, you know, but yeah, if you want to listen to a really bad accented Brian. I miss Altso. I ruined it. I ruined it. I loved every week tuning in or being on the show and listening to Brian say Altso, and then I brought it up once, and now he stopped doing it. So,
I think my favorite Brian.
He said Altso. Instead of saying Altso, he would say Alt, A-L-T-S-O, instead of A-L-S-O. Yeah, he would, somehow a T would show up in there.
I think my favorite Brian's former accent story is he's describing the Red Spy Changers, and he started talking about Ironhide. He said, Ironhide's pretty awesome, because, you know, pickup trucks are pretty awesome. And he's got his... And he's saying that with, awesome. And he says it with his southern accent, so it's like, pickup trucks are awesome.
So he wasn't kidding.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, no. He,
you have to take him seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just sitting there anyway. Like, I think I was putting together another shelf, because I used to listen to RC while putting together more shelves, and I was like, huh? What? Is that guy around here? What the?
check us out, Twitter, at TF Radio. That's where you're going to find Twitter Theater, which is really important, because obviously we love that. But, and if you would, you can also find the show at any of your major RSS feeds or feeds, but you can also find it at iTunes. And hey, if you're going to be there, take us there. It doesn't take a lot of time, just a few seconds. Write a review or share or like us, Facebook, any of those things. Just get the word out. Tell your friends about us.
Like us, dig us, fan us.
Dig it. Like us, dig us, fan us, friend us.
You know what it was?
You know, retweet us.
Retweet us. Please retweet us.
Retweet us would be awesome. So, I mean, we don't ask for money yet.
We don't. Just wait.
Actually, we're in the hole this week, guys. There isn't any soda promos.
Well, hey,
guys, shut it down.
Webcam.
Yes, Mountain Dew Throwback has come back again.
I saw a whole bunch of Pepsi and Mountain Dew Throwbacks and my Target.
Yeah, I still haven't seen any of that here.
Yeah, but Dr. Pepper. Classic Dr. Pepper, too.
I'm drinking a delicious Sonic Diet Dr. Pepper, so there you go. Route 44.
I do have a little something I'd like. Ooh, he's got the Ghirardellis. You got Giraldi candy, boy.
You guys got to check this out. Check this out. This is really funny, actually.
What?
He's got Kinder chocolate.
Kinder chocolate. There's a random, like, you know,
weird face
kid next to Chinese letters here.
He's like a Mambla initiate there.
Yeah.
What John, is that, Rob?
This is a gift from the lovely Mr. John DeLuna and wife.
It's a bacon wallet.
It's a bacon wallet.
And wallet? Oh my gosh.
Is it real bacon?
I want that. It was real bacon. Leatherized bacon. That would be excellent.
If you get hungry, you just peel off a pita.
You just start eating them.
You have no food for lunch? No problem.
Under your butt all day.
Yeah. I cook that stuff divine style.
Oh my god. Alright, well thanks a bunch. Thanks for joining us, guys.
It's been curing in my underwear.
Oh, we are boys of Doris. We hope you like our show. We know you're rooting for us, but now we have to go.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Ender, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and XV. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.